One of the biggest questions is how much extra tissue around a tumour do you need to take to say that tumour is completely excised? I get a few consults from all over the world, patients who've been treated and the surgeon's taken the cancer out, got clear margins, but the oncologist is unhappy and says, you've got to go back and take more tissue.
It's the old NSABP versus everybody else theory.
Yeah, I mean, we have pretty good data because we treat large numbers of women, and we accept 1 millimeter.
And so does the NSABP.
Well, the NSABP, what they say is if the margin doesn't have cells,
right.
If there's no cancer cells at the margin.
So you want a millimeter.
We want a millimeter.
Okay.
It's just we like to see some normal tissue. Now, do you get any better control rates with 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters? Almost certainly not. There's a fantastic review by Eva Singletree. And what she said was that wider margins will not necessarily reduce local recurrence rates. The only thing that we do know is that tumour at the resection margin increases your rates of local recurrence. One of the things that's really important to understand, however, is that wider margins produce much greater detrimental cosmetic outcomes. And if you look at the studies, the women who get the greatest benefits from breast-conserving surgery are those who get good or excellent cosmetic outcomes. They have better quality of life. They have less depression, less anxiety, better body image. So the only purpose of doing breast-conserving surgery is to leave a reasonable breast. And to do that, you have to walk that tightrope. You have to get the cancer out with a minimal margin of normal tissue, but you have to leave that breast looking as good as you can.
Do you have any idea in terms of patterns of care, both in Europe and the United States, what people are actually doing?
Yeah, because we did a survey of that. And
really?
What we found is that 50% want 2 millimeters or less, and 50% want more than 2 millimeters. So it's all over the shop. And that's the problem. And you still see it within surgeons at meetings. And you still get people who stand up at meetings and say, you've got to have 5, 10 millimeters. And there's this issue about, do you need a wider margin with DCIS and invasive cancer? Well, biologically, why should you? Because one of the issues with regard to local recurrence after invasive cancer is the in situ disease that's left. I think Mel Silverstein's a great guy, but would I buy a second-hand car from him? You're dead right, I wouldn't. 10 millimeters never made sense to me. It doesn't make sense now. It didn't make sense then. And even Mel admits now that even if you excise an area of DCIS with 10 millimeters, radiotherapy will still reduce your rates of local recurrence. So the fact is, the skill of a surgeon in breast cancer surgery is to get that cancer out, leave that breast looking reasonable. If you don't get the cancer out, or if you get it out and leave the breast looking terrible, then you failed. It's as simple as that.